This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed into law two bills aimed at helping sexual assault victims and survivors. One measure will set up a formal procedure for collecting sexual assault evidence kits and submitting them to the state crime lab for processing and retention. The state Justice Department will have to publish at least annual reports on law enforcement compliance on getting information from collected assault kits. The other bill creates a tracking system for survivors to anonymously access information about the status of their sexual assault kit as it moves through the criminal justice process. The measures come after years of problems with the kits, including backlogs at the crime lab. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call attended the bill signing news conference Monday at a domestic violence shelter in West Bend and said it hasn't been strictly an issue at the labs.
Those kits were stored in police agencies or in hospitals and were never submitted to the state crime labs for testing. There were about 6,800 untested kits that were identified. And over the course of several years, the Wisconsin Department of Justice, both under the prior AG and then including under me, worked to test kits that were identified for testing within that backlog. And in November of 2019, we announced that testing had been completed. But we need to make sure that there is never another backlog of untested sexual assault kits in Wisconsin again. And the two bills that are being signed today are going to help make sure that that never happens.
Kate Nickel runs the Friends, Inc. shelter and service agency where the measures were signed. She calls them monumental.
We know that it will bring ease and access to survivors in accessing their sexual assault tracking kits. And additionally, it will put in place simplified procedures for all criminal justice systems to report to.
Governor Evers repeatedly thanked Republican majorities in the state Senate and Assembly for joining Democrats to pass the bills. At least one GOP lawmaker attended the bill signing, but only Democrats spoke. The governor said bipartisanship in Madison is not rare.
Would we all like to have it happen more often? Hell yes. Would we like to have it happen in a way that people aren't denigrating each other? Hell yes.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.